Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for...
What?
Wisecracking with Winter in stereo, if you got it. There might be some of y'all out there with your mono speakers, your transistor radios. Got them up to your ear right now. I can see you bouncing down the boardwalk by Venice Beach. It doesn't look good. It's not a good look to walk around with a transistor radio anymore.
And roller skates.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway. Welcome back to Wisecracking with Winter. I am Mike Winter. And joined with me at the hip is Victoria.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm great.
How have you been this great spring?
I've been great. It's been a wonderful spring.
What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Just, I don't know. Sit in your house all day long?
No, your house? Mm. No, I work.
Yeah.
And I work.
Yeah.
And we've got all sorts of kids' sports going on. So I'm running all the time.
I would have never guessed that.
Are you ready for vocal warm-ups now that we got through that? Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. A pack of pickled pipers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, where's the pack of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Good job.
Can you do it?
I don't know.
I bet you can't do it.
I bet I can't. I don't.
A lot of big announcements today.
Where is it?
It's the top three lines.
I can't even see it. I'm too old to see it.
That's what she said.
That is true. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
You gotta do it faster than that.
I don't want to do it any faster. I like it slow.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, slow, huh? Where's my pen?
Here's one right here.
She?
And here's one right here.
Likes it slow.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Put this behind my bed.
That's enough.
Okay.
Well, this is a great start.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. A pack of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, where's the pack of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Okay.
That's what a pro sounds like.
Okay. Good job.
Dropping the mic.
I'm so proud of you. Yeah.
So I got big announcements to make.
You do.
This episode.
I know.
There's a lot going on.
Are we going to do that big announcement at the beginning or the end of the episode?
I think we should do the big announcement at the beginning.
You think so?
Yeah, because then people will take me more seriously.
Oh, or people will just listen to the
beginning
of the
episode. For the rest of the show?
And they'll be like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
and
no.
Then they'll
no.
quit listening. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the United States of America.
Or at least the city of Minneapolis.
I, Mike Winter, am announcing right now my candidacy for mayor of Minneapolis. Hooray!
And for those of you who think it's a big joke, for once, it actually isn't.
I'm running for mayor.
Like, really running for mayor.
Yeah.
I know.
How exciting is it going to be?
You know, I'm actually really proud of you.
Yeah?
Because if you don't like what's going on, you can't sit around and complain about it unless you're planning to do something about it. So you're going to try to do something about it. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And I actually think you would be good, all kidding aside.
Do you think my dad would think I'd be any good?
I don't know that he would even vote for you. But
seriously?
I don't know.
Should we just call him and find out?
Maybe we should. Maybe he would be your campaign manager.
No, Paul's going to be my campaign manager, producer Paul.
Oh, that's right. I thought he was okay.
Then you're assistant campaign manager.
I'm not assistant anything.
You can't put a girl in charge, right?
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to have any title with assistant behind it. I'm
no?
sorry.
Okay.
I'll just stand there and smile and wave.
What was the title I gave you?
I don't know. I don't know that you gave me a title.
I think you're like head of communications, right?
Okay. I don't know. I don't think you ever gave me a title, because remember, girls can't really be in charge of anything.
You call my dad quick.
Okay.
Put it way over here. Sorry about the static. I had to turn the phone antenna on.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
What's up?
Hey, I'm doing the show right now, and I just announced my candidacy for mayor of Minneapolis. Do you want to give any words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom.
Yeah. Will you endorse me, right? Do I have your endorsement?
No.
I told you.
You're not endorsing me for mayor of Minneapolis?
I endorse anybody. I'll endorse you, but as long as I don't have to write nothing or go see nobody or no telephone calls, I'm all for it.
I need to have a lieutenant mayor. Will you agree right now on the show to be lieutenant mayor?
No. I don't want nothing to do with it. No.
Will you vote for him?
Yeah, will you vote for me?
I'd vote for you.
Oh.
If I'm depending on when it is. If it's in January, no.
Well, it's in November. So you'll still be here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to see me do in the city of Minneapolis that you want fixed?
Let's see. Well, I suppose I could tell you, because nobody else done nothing. You'd be fall right in the same category.
Right.
So.
What do you need done?
Nothing's going to be done anyhow, so I'd say clean up North Minneapolis, South Minneapolis,
clean it
East
up.
Minneapolis, and okay. North Minneapolis.
So all of Minneapolis.
Clean up all of Minneapolis, then.
Right.
Okay. Anything else? Lower taxes?
Ban all options in the Twin Cities.
Do what?
So they can't buy them.
Ban all guns?
Not guns.
Oh, okay.
Guns that people should not have. Military.
Grade weapons.
Tommy guns.
Okay, Tommy guns are off the table. Military grade guns are also off the table. I will get that done. I guarantee it. Thank you for your vote, Dad. I look forward to you working on the election campaign this summer.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. He ain't working on no election.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in charge of cold calls.
No, wait. Don't put me in charge of shit.
I'll give you a list.
I know who you put in charge.
Who's that?
Your cousin.
One of my cousins?
Johnny's boy. He'd love to do it.
Larry? Terry?
No, Terry.
Terry. Oh, okay. My cousin Terry.
He'd love to do it.
But Terry's a Republican. I'm running as an independent.
Oh, my God.
Just as an independent. Not either. Not Democrat. Not Republican. Just in the middle.
Okay.
The guy in the middle. I won't have any friends.
Political sandwich.
Yeah, I'll be in the political sandwich.
Pretty close. Why didn't you go Democrat?
Because there's already a Democrat.
Because I told him he couldn't.
Who?
Fry. The guy running Minneapolis, he's a Democrat.
And he sucks.
And he's not very good.
No, he's not.
So, and then.
But he has a lot of problems.
Well, whoever.
That was way over his head.
Well, then he's not cut out for it.
It's the governor's fault that it was such a screwed up day in Minneapolis. That was the governor.
No, Dad, you gotta stay on message. We're blaming Fry for everything. Everything is Fry's fault.
Which is why you should vote
and
your son.
And good luck with that.
Okay. Anything else you want to say? Anything sports related before I let you go and we get back on with the show?
I ain't gonna do nothing with this campaign, Mike.
Okay.
This is your brainstorm, not mine.
Okay. That is Lieutenant Governor or Mayor Gary Winter.
You're Lieutenant Governor.
Lieutenant Mayor. Assistant Mayor. What if I got you a nice hat?
Girlfriend be the lieutenant mayor.
No, you could be assistant mayor and I'll get you a hat.
He already said the girls can't do anything.
That's just what I need. That's just what I need, a goddamn hat.
That says assistant mayor on it? How cool would that be? Right?
Hold it.
What?
You're counting all the favors for the goddamn hat here a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, let's get some hats before we start counting the chickens.
Will you go out and buy me Mike for Mayor t-shirts, like a couple hundred, that I can hand out?
No.
Would he wear a Mike for
Mayor
t-shirt?
No, this is all your idea. Your baby.
Would you wear one if I bought you one?
Around the house.
That's the only place he goes anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'll take what I can get. All right, thanks for picking up the phone, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
Bye, Gary.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that went well.
I think it did.
Yeah. I mean, I expected worse. So it's a start.
He agreed to help with the campaign. Did you hear him?
He's going to go door to door and knock on every door in Minneapolis.
I can see him doing it now. Open up the goddamn door. It's Gary Winter. Gary Winter. Open the door. I need to talk to you about my son, Mike. God damn it! I see you in there! You better vote for my goddamn kid, I'm trying! I'm not coming! Well,
you could run for free cable for all.
Free cable's a good message.
Your dad would vote for you then?
I think he might. I think he will end up voting for me.
Oh, probably. So then you'll at least get one vote.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah. Because really, I don't know who else will vote for you that lives in Minneapolis.
Most people.
Yeah?
Yeah, once I get a chance to get to know them.
Oh, so are you going to knock on every door?
I'll be knocking on some doors here, not yet.
No, well, you probably should actually have your name on the ballot first.
Well, I can't do that yet.
July.
It's a long process.
I know.
I got to start getting
signatures.
Do
you know how I know that?
What?
Because I was the one who told you the process.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be my campaign song.
That's super original.
Yeah, Stars and Stripes Forever. No one's ever used it.
Well, right. Yeah. okay.
Well, it's probably free. It's been around forever.
Right.
Doubt that there's any kind of copyright on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should call Political Paul and get his 2 cents on this.
Okay. I suppose we could.
Hello.
Political Paul. I'm right in the middle of the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, I just made my announcement that I'm running for mayor of Minneapolis. Did you want to weigh in?
Oh, boy. Wow.
I called the big G in Texas. He's on board.
As long as he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm not doing shit about this.
That's pretty much what he said.
I'm not making any phone calls.
I don't want people knocking on my front door asking to interview me.
I told him I wanted him to be lieutenant mayor. Is that even a thing?
You could make it a thing, but I don't think it's a thing yet. It would be awesome if you made it a thing.
I think so, too. He said he would wear a t-shirt.
First lieutenant. Yeah?
But only in the house. Which shouldn't be a problem.
Pretty much where he stays, right?
Exactly.
So I gave you the title of treasurer and assistant campaign manager. When do I have to get my paperwork turned in so I get my name on the ballot? Is that July?
Gee, you caught me cold here. Something like that.
So
sometime in the summer, yeah.
It's the end of July, I think.
So when should I go out and start getting my signatures so I don't have to pay the $500 to be on the ballot? It's 500 signatures or $500?
So it's like $1 a signature.
Right.
That's worth $1 a signature, wouldn't you say? I don't know. You could start tomorrow.
But what if people move in the meantime? Then they go back and check that address and they're not there anymore.
Does it have
to? Yeah, that's why you probably... I would recommend as your treasurer / assistant campaign manager...
Right.
To probably aim for closer to 1,000 signatures.
Okay.
So that you disqualify several hundred of them. Golden. Because that can tend to happen, you know?
Right. Yeah.
From what I've experienced.
So when are you going to come out and help me get all these signatures or what?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I think
was that in the job description for treasurer / assistant campaign manager?
Well, you're also part of the grassroots campaign.
Yeah.
I think that might be a great kid job. We can put the kids in t-shirts, throw them out in the middle of Minneapolis, and tell them to not come home until they have 500 signatures.
Yeah, they could go walk around.
North Minneapolis.
Well, Minnehaha Park.
Oh, okay. That might be a little safer.
On like a nice Saturday.
Right.
Walk around and get signatures.
Yeah. And once they get the signatures, then we'll feed them.
Sure. Yeah. Makes sense to you, Paul?
Yeah. One can wear a t-shirt that says, "My daddy will be the best mayor ever." Other kids can wear a t-shirt that says, "My mommy's boyfriend will be the best mayor ever."
Should the shirts be stained with spaghetti sauce?
Couldn't hurt. I mean, that,
rub a little dirt on their face.
Yeah.
Little level of South Minneapolis authenticity.
What are you looking up right now? Oh, what are you doing?
I'm pacing about the basement, or as it's now known, the Mike Winter for mayor of Minneapolis treasurer's office.
Nice. Do you think your wife would do anything to help?
I don't think she'd do anything to hurt.
I could put her in charge of social media. How about that?
Maybe, yeah. She might be able to help out there. I know she looks at the Instagram a lot. So, do you have a gram? Are you on the gram?
I do, but there's no Mike for Mayor of Minneapolis Instagram yet.
Yeah, you'll probably want one of those.
Yep.
Is she around right now?
Oh, jeez. Leave the poor lady alone.
Why are you trying to get her on the show to
ask
her?
Yeah. Let's turn up the heat a little bit.
Let's see. Hold on just a second.
Good radio.
Hey.
They have this giant house.
Yeah, so I know. Like it's a mansion.
36 rooms to try to find her.
Paul's in the Illuminati. That's why.
Yeah.
Mike and Victoria called from the podcast, and Mike has announced that he's going to be running for mayor of Minneapolis this year. And I think he had a question he wanted to ask you about helping out.
Okay.
Sarah?
Go ahead, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hi, Sarah.
Hey.
Mike, I was calling to ask if you'd be in charge of my social media campaign, Instagram and Facebook.
Sure, Mike. I'd love to.
Thanks for signing on. I really appreciate it.
Do you notice that most of your campaign staff live out of state?
That's a good thing because they don't know what I'm doing. It's better that they don't live here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
That way if something goes wrong, they're not close by and they won't get any of the backlash.
That's
what I'm saying?
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go underground.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about salary requirements and budgets and stuff after the show, right?
Salary requirements.
Yeah, I need to know what your platform is, though, Mike. What are you running on?
I'm running on being an independent. I feel like I need my music for this.
That's not what you're running on. Oh my gosh! Turn off the damn music.
I keep playing Stars and Stripes Forever in the background when I'm talking about my mayor thing.
What she would like to know is, what is your platform? What do you believe in?
I believe that all Minneapolisans are equal and that they all deserve to be protected by the law. So what I want to do as mayor is make these city streets safe again. And I want to hire more cops, but I want to restructure the rules of the police department so the cops are a lot more respectful. And we don't have any more Derek Chauvin stuff. And I don't want to raise any more property taxes.
But how are you going to pay for everything then?
We'll figure that out.
Oh, okay.
Later.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Got 4 years to figure it out.
Cut the waste, right?
We're cutting waste left and right. It's like we're cutting prices at Walmart.
That's right. We're going to slash them.
Yes. We're slashing prices on everything. What else? Infrastructure. We need better infrastructure.
Okay.
You going to get in there and replace some of those old water mains?
That's right. I'm going to replace all the water mains.
And how about some of these horrible streets
that
you guys
need
have
replacing?
Here?
That's right.
And the signs that say "Don't park" in between these signs.
Yeah, there's a lot of those around.
I know,
these paper signs that they put up like every 3 feet. Don't park between this sign, and then like 4 feet later, there's another sign: "No parking on this side of the street." In between signs, and they're like 4 feet apiece. That's a waste of paper signs. You could have like two signs on the whole block. And
just say, don't park on this street.
Yes. Easy. Yes. And I'm doing away with snow emergencies.
Oh.
You get rid of those paper signs. That should help hire at least, like, I don't know. How many more cops do you think you get out of that?
Like four.
All right. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
We need more cops. Definitely need more cops.
I agree.
That's like my biggest thing. That's my platform. More cops, better cops, safer streets. I want to be like a go-between, you know, because the city council is pretty liberal.
Pretty? Pretty liberal?
Yeah, they're pretty liberal.
Yeah.
So I like.
They're off the liberal.
I'd like to see a nice balance where the mayor is an independent, the governor is a Democrat. The Minneapolis City Council, which is, let's face it, the most powerful city council in the state, is liberal. So, you know.
So you want it to all be pretty liberal?
No. I just want us all to work together.
Oh.
I'm like a good go-between.
Stronger together.
Stronger together. That's right.
Okay.
See?
We got something
I can see the lawn signs popping up already.
Yeah. Mike's your mayor.
Stronger together. That's right.
You could have, I see the signs now. They say winter in November.
Oh.
That could work against you, though.
Why would that work?
Nobody wants winter in November.
I mean, that's too many months of winter, right? I mean, not, you know.
How about 4 years of winter?
I don't know if I like that. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
Who's ready for 4 years of winter starting this November?
No.
I also want to clean up the streets in downtown Minneapolis. My wonderful downtown Minneapolis has fallen on hard times, and it breaks my heart every time I go down there. And there's a lot of closed up businesses, and people are afraid to walk the streets. And that's going to be a big focus of mine to get that cleaned up and get people moving back into downtown. All the bars and restaurants to come back. That's going to be something I'm really going to focus on for 4 years.
I think you should focus on partnering with A-Rod to help clean up the area around the Target Center.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I want A-Rod to clean up the Timberwolves so good that I don't even see him anymore. How about you move him to Des Moines or somewhere else?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That sounds good, doesn't it? The Des Moines Timberwolves.
That is awful. People are not going to vote for you when you get rid of their basketball.
What if he provides free steroids to the whole team so they can get better?
I don't think that's going to make him better. I don't.
Why not?
It'll make him stronger.
It worked for him. He hit like 650 home runs or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe the Wolves leaving would be a bad thing for Minneapolis. Maybe I shouldn't be behind that.
You're probably not. You probably don't want an empty Target Center.
No, I really don't. Yeah, because they'll probably take the links with them too, right?
Yes. I would imagine.
Crap. I'm for the Timberwolves staying here, but just playing better. How about that?
That's better.
All right. Good. See, it's a work in progress. We probably shouldn't be recording this. That's a mistake.
Probably.
I'm sure if I get enough interest, this will be used against me.
Yes, it will.
Do you need anything else from your social media manager?
No. Well, in a couple months, I would imagine I'll need like a Facebook like page, and I'll need some kind of Instagram.
Because, you know, most of the people who vote are old, so they'll be using Facebook. And we'll need Instagram.
Well, you got the millennials using Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Old people actually are the ones on Facebook now.
Yeah, but it's old people on Facebook, millennials, and younger people on Insta.
I think I'm going to need to hire an assistant. I think I'm going to need Emma on my team to make this work.
Emma on Instagram? Emma knows Instagram. She'll help you.
Absolutely.
We should put Emma on Snapchat and TikTok.
Yeah, because I have no idea what those things are.
And I've already got a guy that's going to design a logo for me, a graphic designer. So
there you go.
There you go. So once that's done, I'll shoot it to you. And you can go ahead and make some sort of social media stuff for me.
Paul, all right, let's go.
Paul could be in charge of Twitter because he likes it.
Yeah, I'll hit Twitter.
What I want to know is, what are you in charge of? Because right now I don't hear you doing anything.
What am I in charge of?
Yeah.
I'm taking all the heat. Running for mayor.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to do some kind of fundraising so I can go out and buy t-shirts and yard signs and whatever.
Okay.
I'll be in charge of fundraising.
Okay.
And being mayor.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Sure.
I just had a thought. Have you ever considered changing your name?
To what?
Mike Summer.
Mike Summer.
Oh. Summer in November. Eh?
Four years of summer.
I like it. But I feel like the winter name is so entrenched in this city that it's,
yeah,
I gotta leave it. Can't go changing it now.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Anything else, Paul, you want to add?
That's all I got off the top of my head.
That's it?
We'll powwow later and really get down to brass tacks, I imagine.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we got a decent little staff built, I feel.
Yeah.
I thought about reaching out to the Independence Party and trying to get their endorsement. What do you think of that idea, Paul?
I don't even know what that party is.
Well, that's Jesse Ventura's party.
Oh, I thought that was the Reform Party or something. Or is that? No.
No, it was the Independence Party. They're on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm confusing it with the, I don't know,
so
Ross Perot or something.
So if I get the Independence Party to endorse me, would they give me money then for yard signs and stuff?
Yeah, they would help you with fundraising.
Oh, okay. See?
They might if they had any money. I don't know. You think they have any?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I mean,
have they
come close to winning an election in the last 20 years?
No. Well, Jesse, when did he win?
Yeah, but that was 20 plus years ago.
I'm the type of guy they need to put that party back in the spotlight. Right?
For the mayor of Minneapolis.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
But see, I think it would be more about Winter raising the Independence Party flag than the Independence Party raising you up.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. That's the narrative, right? Well, if you want to donate money, reach out to me at wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com. And we can figure out a way for you to donate.
We can find a way, yes.
Right. Or I'll set up a PayPal or Venmo.
Yeah,
or
it would
something.
Need to be under your campaign name and not under personal.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on some of the legal things.
For now, they could probably just buy you a cup of coffee.
Ooh, yes.
On Ko-fi.com, right?
Yeah.
And that's just really to help you like prepare for your campaign. They wouldn't really that wouldn't be like a tax deductible campaign contribution or anything, but
smart. We could do that.
Yeah. It would help you research campaign.
What is that? Ko-fi.com?
Ko-fi or is it Ko?
Or is it Ko-fi?
Yeah, Ko-fi. Wisecracking with Winter. It's Ko-fi.
You don't even remember.
And you can donate whatever you want.
Ko-fi. Ko-fi.com. Search Wisecracking with Winter.
Yeah.
Yep. That's,
it will be in the links, in the show links, right, Paul?
Oh, yeah. Those show links that everybody looks at.
That's
before
right.
they listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Or during or after or never.
Right.
One of those.
What else? Should I have people... I suppose once the social media things are up, people can tweet me what they want fixed to Minneapolis, and I can try to help. Right? Yeah.
Sure.
The biggest thing that's on everybody's mind, though, is the police and the crime rate. And that's what I want to tackle. Work with the chief of police. Change the way they do their policing that's agreeable to the police and the public and make the streets safe again. That's number one. That's what I'm running on. So, not eliminating police, adding police.
All right.
But better police.
Right. And having better support for the police so that they don't turn into the... Not so great.
Police. Burned out police.
Right.
Right. The police need more support. Whether that be mental health experts riding along to do domestics or what are the calls they get for psychos on the street? mental welfare call or something.
Yeah, something.
I don't know. Just give the cops more help. What's going on here? Is there breaking news?
Oh, I was just showing you a picture of crowds gathering in... I'm trying to see it here.
Okay.
Crowds gathering in Brooklyn Center because there was an officer-involved shooting today.
Okay. What happened?
There isn't a whole lot of information left. It says a driver is dead after police shot the person as they attempted to leave a traffic stop. I'm trying to read through this quickly. The driver had an outstanding warrant. The police were attempting to take the suspect into custody. The driver re-entered the vehicle. One of the officers fired their weapon and hit the driver. They attempted life-saving measures, but the person eventually died at the scene. And now there is a large presence gathering of people in Brooklyn Center.
Paul, you want to weigh in on that?
What is there to weigh in on?
I don't know. Good thing I'm not running for mayor of Brooklyn Center.
I guess so.
That place sounds like a real mess. I'll stick to Minneapolis, thanks.
Yeah, there isn't much information yet, so I guess we'll have to follow that as it happens, huh?
Yeah. Well, Paul, do you want to hang out for the rest of the show? We're going to talk about the Chauvin trial to wrap it up.
Oh, gee, I don't know. I can if you want me to.
You better just stick around. This is all we got left to talk about, isn't it?
I don't think we have much else. Oh, we could talk about a little football.
Football? Paul, you want to talk some football?
We could.
Is that going on? I was watching a game last night on ESPN Plus.
We could talk about Deshaun Watson.
Oh. It was a real in the end, Northwestern State versus University of the Immaculate Word.
Huh?
Did you guys catch that one?
No. What's going on with Watson?
He's got like 22 different lawsuits.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson of the Houston.
Sexually harassed or assaulted women.
Yep. 22 lawsuits. From 22 different women.
They might all be making it up, right?
22 is a large number of people to all be making it up, I would think.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Do you think that this is something that the Houston Texans made up to keep them in town and make them radioactive that nobody wants them?
I don't think he'll probably be even playing for the Houston Texans at this point. Do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think he'll be starting for the Houston Texans in September.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or the Vikes. We'll take him.
Says Watson.
I think that, like, aren't most of the accusations having to do with, like, massage sessions and stuff? Like, massage therapists and stuff that he's been to?
It says the first one was filed alleging behavior from sexual misconduct to sexual assault. But I'm trying to look through the article. I didn't have a giant notice here to see what was going on. I don't know. Was it massage stuff?
What do you got, Paul?
I don't have anything in front of me. I just remember from the first few accusations that came out.
His quote says, "I have never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect."
I believe him.
Mm-hmm. I think there's 22 women who, for some reason, think otherwise.
They're just out to get his money.
Maybe.
That's what that is. And as mayor of Minneapolis, I'm going to put a stop to that kind of
stuff. Says the lawsuit alleges Watson touched a female massage therapist with his penis during a massage.
What?
Seems like
an accident.
That's
yeah.
Supposed to go the other way around or something.
How do you do that? How do you accidentally touch somebody with your penis?
I don't know. It says the plaintiff began to feel extremely uncomfortable, and it became apparent that Watson wanted a massage for only one reason: sex.
I didn't hear anybody say anything about accidental, but
yeah, it says it accuses Watson of exposing himself and subsequently touching the woman.
So here's the thing. ProFootballTalk.NBCSports.com reports, on March 31st, Jasmine Brooks became one of 18 massage therapists who issued statements in support of Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
So, like, how many massage therapists does this guy go to?
18, at least.
Well, plus 22
those
others.
Those are the ones that aren't accusing him.
Those are the ones that he got money to quickly so that they would support him.
Or maybe he didn't do anything wrong at all.
Who goes to, 22 plus 18 is 40, right?
Uh-huh.
2, 3, 30. No, 40. I majored in math.
No.
Who goes to that many massage therapists?
I'm guessing that Mr. Watson is well endowed and that it hangs way down his leg.
Goddamn right.
And that when he flips over and they say, get on your front, that giant dork flips out and maybe bumps him in the hand. I'm sure he's not erect. I'm sure it's soft. And it just bumps him in the hand or something. That's not even his fault.
I guess one of these days we should.
How do you walk around with a dick that big all the time?
We should ask our resident massage therapist what she thinks of that and if that happens.
Yeah. Paul, what do you think? Incidental contact?
Probably not.
This says, later that day, Busby filed a second lawsuit against Watson, which alleges Watson booked a massage with a masseuse over Instagram and flew her to Houston from Atlanta. Who, as a quarterback?
Well, she must be good.
Well, right. He found her on Instagram and flew her.
She's probably the best.
When she arrived at the hotel where the massage was scheduled to take place, the suit says Watson was nude on a massage table and refused to cover himself with a towel despite several requests.
Why should he?
He's trying
to relax. Time out. He's trying to relax. He's trying to get a massage. I've gotten plenty of massages.
Just let it all hang out?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't... When I get a massage, when I used to get them in the past, and they're at reputable places, I was not dressed for them.
Well, no, but you cover it with a towel.
But you gotta flip over like a pancake.
Well, you still don't show them your goods.
Well, sometimes, by accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paul, you want to weigh in?
I'm not a massage expert, so I don't really have anything to add there.
As mayor of Minneapolis, I'm going to endorse all massage parlors. Thank you.
The third suit accuses Watson of assaulting a massage therapist by allegedly forcing her to have oral sex with him in December of 2020.
So he asked her?
Forced her.
How do you force somebody to do that?
Seriously?
Seriously. Why would you force somebody to have oral sex when they have their mouth on your unit and they can bite?
Jesus Christ.
Why would you force somebody to bite? I mean, they're going to bite you, right?
Well, if they're smart, but I'm guessing these girls aren't the smartest.
She could bite it right off.
She could, and she should have.
Yeah, I've never gotten that as a guy.
No.
I don't know.
How do you do that?
Because he's entitled.
How could you even enjoy it knowing that if she decides to lock down on your shit, there's basically nothing you can do about it but yowl in pain?
I wish she would have.
What are you going to do about it? Rape, I mean, all types of rape are awful. And as mayor of Minneapolis, I don't endorse rape. Thank you.
Good.
But, nope. God, that's ballsy. Force and I think it's all alleged. Is it alleged?
It all says alleged.
Okay, thank you.
There's another one. Another forced oral sex. Here's one forcefully telling her to move her hand down to his pubic area. There are all sorts of nasties going on here.
Like,
and they're all different stories.
But then again, she could have grabbed his big black snake and choked it to death.
Ugh, that's what he was looking for.
She could have pinched his balls. Anything.
Yeah.
So you're giving an angry woman. You know, you're telling her.
I'm guessing she wasn't as angry as she was just stunned. She probably had no clue. Like,
oh, come on. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows what goes on at those places. Right, Paul?
I don't know.
As mayor of Minneapolis, I'm not endorsing forcing anybody to give a hand job or blow job. Thank you.
That's great.
All right.
All right. Enough about Deshaun. He's done.
Okay.
He's done.
I think he'll... You want to make a bet, Paul? I bet $20 Deshaun Watson starts day one, opening day for the Houston Texans this year.
Wow. I'm going to...
He was so public about one team.
I'll say he doesn't start. He's not the starting quarterback week one for the Texans.
I'm with Paul.
I'll take that bet.
You have a bet.
We have a bet, $20. All right. Say he will be the starting quarterback week one for the Texans.
Yes.
All right. It's on.
Perfect.
I'll take it.
Paul's okay. Going to win that one.
So what do we got for the Chauvin trial? Any quick notes?
No.
No?
What do you want to know? The prosecution has been on the stand. They've had a bunch of people up there. It's been hard to watch at times. The defense lawyer is pretty good.
Eric Nelson. Paul knows Eric Nelson.
And so do you.
You know Eric Nelson. He's over there in Wayzata at Eric Nelson Law Firm. Just write down. Is that the name of his law firm?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't know. I've never had occasion to need his services, unlike some of our friends.
Right.
You have some friends that have.
But Paul, you knew him in high school, right? You guys were pretty close.
He was in your class? I honestly don't even really remember him.
He was not in my class. He was in your class.
No, he was in your class.
Class of 92, baby. That's you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
You're probably confusing him with Greg Nelson.
No. Eric Nelson.
Mike has been stalking him.
No, I have not. I recognized him immediately. I remember seeing him at high school.
All I can say is he is a very smart guy. And he does it. He's
here's
doing
how
a very
Eric Nelson talks. I'm going to ask you some questions as Eric Nelson. You ready? Paul, you can listen along. So your name, you'd agree with me, right? Your name is Victoria Fueling, right?
Yes.
Right. You live in Newport, right? You'd agree with that.
I agree with that.
You'd agree that without, what's the word that you'd say?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you'd agree that you live in Newport, right?
Yes, I agree.
Right?
Yes.
And that you're also serving on the Newport Board of Planning as a commissioner, right? That's fair to say, right?
That is fair to say.
Right. Would it also be fair to say that you're taking bribes, right?
Wrong. No.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Did you want to go over what you said to the BCA 3 months ago? I mean, I have the notes right here.
That's what makes a good defense.
Were they offered to you before this trial? Miss Fueling?
No, they were not.
So you'd agree that you took bribes, right?
Wrong.
Okay. That's pretty close, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I honestly thought he was in your class. I don't even.
He's in your class, and that's it. You're claiming him, and that's it.
I see it now. I'm reading on heavy.com, which I'd never heard of as a website, but
you've been on heavyflow.com.
Nelson is a Minnesota native and graduated from Roosevelt High School in Minneapolis in 1992, according to his LinkedIn profile. Well, you know, can we really trust his LinkedIn profile?
Sure. I think so.
So, okay. Yeah, you did kind of sound like him. I don't know. I've been listening to some of the like national coverage, and I'm not sure how good of a job he's doing, but I mean, it's obvious. It's a pretty hard job to defend a guy who is seen on video kneeling on a guy's neck area for 9 minutes and makes no effort to do anything different when the guy goes unconscious. I mean, it's not an easy gig. I wouldn't want that job. That's for sure.
So far, though, we've only heard the witnesses for the prosecution, so we still have a ton of trial to go. Do I think he's guilty?
Yeah, I guess we'll see. We'll see if he scores points
when it's his own people.
Curious,
right?
I haven't really seen him score a lot of points with the prosecution's witnesses on cross examination.
Mr. Winter's shaking his head at me because I'm trying to be the devil's
advocate. Did you listen
to
the pulmonary expert when he was on last week?
I did, but he was an expert that was hired by the prosecution.
That doesn't make him any less effective,
right? But the defense can also hire whatever witnesses they want. So that's what I'm saying. When they're paid money, you can find whatever witness you want.
As Mayor of Minneapolis, I endorse a pulmonary expert.
Do I think that he's guilty?
Well, they didn't pay the medical examiner to testify, did they?
No, he already gets paid.
Right.
Right.
This whole way through.
He testified that if not for shoving on top of Floyd, he wouldn't have died, if I recall correctly.
All I'm saying
is pretty strong evidence on the prosecution side. But, yeah, we'll see what the defense comes up with.
All I'm saying is this. Does it look like he's guilty? Yes, it does. But he still deserves a fair trial, and he is still innocent until he is proven guilty. And so I will watch the whole trial before I decide that. That's it.
I was done after the pulmonary guy.
You were done before it even started.
I like the pulmonary guy.
You were done before it started.
I think he had a lot of good things to say. Okay. And he had the jury doing, grabbing parts of their neck and can identify the pulmonary system parts and stuff. Oh. And as mayor, I endorse
that. I didn't see all that.
I didn't either. He's just playing head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
No, he did do that, and Eric Nelson objected to it. He's like, I got to object, right? The judge is like, of course. What's the objection? They don't have to follow along because he's telling them to grab different parts of their neck. Right, judge? Right? Is that fair to say? Right? And so the judge said, yes, Mr. Nelson. Members of the jury, you do not have to grab parts of your neck and follow along if you don't want to. But they all did anyway.
How do you know that? Because they aren't
because
showing the jury.
I watched CNN and Anderson Cooper showed me it.
No, because you can't see who's on the jury. So that is fake news.
No, I heard
You're
a report.
You're already starting
I
the
heard
fake
a
news.
Report. Also on Don Lemon of CNN, another trusted reporter. And he said, "You don't. Why do you hate Don Lemon so much? Let's get into that.
No, how about, I still have dinner in the oven. And how long have we been going now?
Only 40 some odd minutes.
Seems like we've been doing this for like 3 hours.
50 minutes. In 10 seconds or less, tell me why you don't like Don Lemon.
Because it's complete one-sided bullshit. The end.
Paul, in 10 seconds or less, tell me why you like Don Lemon.
Why I like him?
Bullshit.
Why you like him.
Oh, I don't watch him very much, but I mean, he seems like a decent guy, but I'm not a huge fan of his show because it's just like 2 hours of rattling on about one subject that he's indignant about and trying to get me to be indignant as well. I might already be indignant, but, I'd rather get more news.
Wow.
A wider variety of topics covered.
Yes, I agree with you completely, Paul.
I like Don Lemon because he's on the New York Times bestseller list. I like Don Lemon because he's won awards. I like Don Lemon because he's funny with Don's take in the beginning of the show where he does Don's take. I like that. And him and my other favorite, Cuomo, have a nice repertoire. They're best friends, and they always say they love each other. The end.
Yeah, they do have quite the repertoire or rapport.
Rapport. I think that's what
if you will.
Rapport.
Yeah.
Rapport. And as mayor of Minneapolis, nice that's the news team that I endorse. Them. Thank you. Okay, let's wrap it up.
I think they both have boats, so.
Oh.
That could be part of their repertoire.
Could be. I'm going to wrap it up. Hey, if you're looking for a home in Indianapolis, look no further. Then Paul Lambie. You know Paul Lambie. He's over there at Carpenter
Where?
Realty. Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. But there's a new way to get a hold of Paul at Carpenter Realty. Paul, how do they get a hold of you now?
We're not ready there yet, but...
Yeah. What?
Yeah, no, we'll get that next time. Sorry. I thought it was ready, but it's not ready.
How do they get a hold of you now?
PaulLambie.com. callcarpenter.com.
Okay. What if there's somebody in a different market, like Minnesota, that's selling a house? Can they still reach out to you and have you help them find a good realtor?
They can. I, through Carpenter Realtors, am affiliated with real estate brokerages throughout the country and even across the world through the leading real estate companies of the world. So if you don't have a good trusted agent wherever you are, reach out to me and I'll help get you set up with one in your area.
And you can tell he means
it. Or I'll talk you into moving to Indianapolis, one or the other.
And you can tell he means it because the pitch in his voice went up. And when somebody's voice gets higher, they mean it. So that's Paul Lambie over at Carpenter Realty. Also, if you're looking for a DJ or an entertainer, look no further than Evolve Entertainment. Evolve Entertainment is on Facebook. We have a like page. We have not designed a website yet.
It's in the works.
It is being built. Evolve Entertainment MN, is that what it is? Victoria?
Evolve Entertain.
Oh, Evolve Entertain on Facebook.
And we're back up and running.
Yeah, we did a show on Friday.
We did.
And yeah.
We have another one coming up in like 62 days.
Yeah, DJ at a wedding. So there you go. You need a DJ, you need an entertainer, you need an officiant, you need a balloony guy that makes little balloon animals and swords and shit like that.
Swords?
Swords. It's always going to be swords.
Yeah.
What is a sword, Alex?
Sean Connery, baby. What is a sword? Evolve Entertain on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want to plug anything, Victoria?
Your mouth. It's time to stop.
Okay, great. Well, hey, remember, Vote Mike Winter. I'll be bringing it up a lot up until November. So that's it. Paul, say goodbye. He's gone.
Adios.
Oh. Okay, there he is. Victoria, say goodbye.
See y'all later.
All right, gang, we'll see you next week.